All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. In a bit of a shock last week, relief pitcher Henry Mejia failed his third drug test, and under the current joint drug prevention program between Major League Baseball and the Players Association, three strikes and you are out. This is the third failed drug test by Mejia, and it comes in a very short period, and it basically has ended what was once looked upon as a very, very promising career for the right-hander. Now, the Mets did sign Mejia as an amateur free agent out of his native Dominican Republic back in 2007. He worked his way up to the big club by 2010. They were high on him due to his velocity. He was ultimately moved to the bullpen, and in 2014, Mejia actually saved 28 games for the Metropolitans. He came into 2015 expected to be the team's everyday closer, and he failed a drug test, which put him on the shelf. And because of that, Jairus Familia, the gentleman who was expected to be Mejia's setup guy, actually was thrust into the role of being a closer, and he did a darn good job of it as he helped the Mets win the National League pennant. Now, late last season, Mejia failed his second drug test as soon as he returned to the team, and because of that, he was going to have to sit out for a full regular season of 162 games. Now it's a situation where he failed this test, and I don't understand it, because you know that obviously with the drug testing is random, but if you fail a drug test, you are going to be scrutinized more than a person who has not failed a drug test, and he still went out there and failed the second one, and he just never got it. And now he's failed his third drug test, and that's it. And I mean, it's very disappointing because this guy had immense talent through portions of five seasons with the Mets. Mejia did have a record of 9-14. Again, they started him off as a starter. He did have a 3.68 earned run average, but he seemed to be much more effective as a relief pitcher. And it's, you know, it's terrible. I mean, you can't really feel sorry for this guy at this point. I mean, it's a situation he's had numerous chances. And at the end of the day, you are responsible, and you are solely responsible for what goes into your system. And that is something that the Players Association, as has Major League Baseball, have tried to stress to ball players over the past few years. And especially with this new drug prevention program, you know, former MLB commissioner Bud Selig was trying to crack down on banned substances in Major League Baseball. And it's something that Rob Manfred, the current commissioner, has kept going. And, you know, honestly, there's always a silver lining in every dark cloud, and hopefully the mistakes that have been made by Mejia will be a wake-up call to others coming down the road, whether it's younger players, whether it's high school, college, or even in the peewees, you name it. That the bottom line is, if you take these risks, you have to suffer the consequences if and when you do and get caught. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up, and I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the second half of the NBA season. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's the Facebook page of 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge, and you can check it out, and you're more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.